So let's begin our first exercise. I'd like to invite you to sit with your feet flat on the floor and allow your body to settle comfortably into your chair. If you're sitting cross-legged, that's great too. Really, however you find your body to be most comfortable and balanced. Sensing into also, where do your hands and arms like to be? As you take a moment to settle in, notice the contact of your lower body with whatever you're sitting on. How does that contact feel? Is it solid, supportive? And if so, how does your body respond to the support? Take a moment and notice how you are holding your body in this moment. If you're sitting on a piece of furniture, are you collapsed into the chair? Or are you sitting upright on the edge? Are there parts of your body that feel supported and are relaxed, and others that you feel that maybe you need to hold up or hold in some way? Let's take the next few minutes to scan over our body, looking for ways that we hold or shape ourselves through tension. Beginning with our feet and working our ways up, notice where there's different degrees of holding or bracing that just seem to happen automatically in your body. Feeling into your calves and then thighs, around your hips, your lower belly, low back, your upper belly, into your mid and upper back. Noticing how it is in your chest and shoulders. The back of your neck. Maybe the front or inside of your throat. Feeling into your jaw and then the small muscles around your eyes. What's it like there? And finally into your temples, your forehead, and then onto the top of your head. Now, if you did notice any tension, did it feel familiar? Are there particular places in your body, or maybe even one side of your body, that you hold more tension than another? And now I would like to ask the question, how is your breath? What's the quality of your breathing? You know, unless we're having difficulties breathing, this is an area of our lives we often take for granted. So let's check in for a moment. With your natural inhale, do you fully breathe into your belly, or is your breath more in your chest? As you're inhaling, does your breath feel like it moves into your side body? Do you notice your rib cage expand outward as you inhale? Or is it more shallow and perhaps more in the front part of your body, in your upper chest? Maybe place your hands on the side of your rib cage so you can feel the possible expansion and contraction that may occur with each breath. Trauma is one of the reasons why our breath gets restricted, and many of us are chronically in a trauma or chronic stress breath pattern. And that can lead to our breath feeling more mechanical or constricted, like it's coming from a higher up place in our chest in more of a shallow way, rather than a more organic breathing pattern that also involves the expansion of our rib cage and our breath being able to move into our lower belly. So just notice what it's like for you, not changing anything right now. Just bringing into more of a conscious awareness what may have already been happening for quite a long time on the subconscious level in your body. And next, we're going to combine the awareness of your body and the awareness of your breath by scanning through your body again one more time, starting at your feet, and this time at your own pace. Notice where there are again any patterns of tension, any armoring, any holding, and now letting your breath go down and touch the inside of that tension. Scanning up through your legs, noticing what is here, and letting your breath come naturally to any areas of holding. Maybe into your hips, or your low belly. And as your breath comes to any of those tension areas, notice what happens next. Where your breath is touching it from the inside, does that tension increase? Does it decrease? Does it stay exactly the same? Or does it change in any way? Again, going at your own pace, maybe you linger for a while in one area of your body, or move on after a breath or two. Take as little or as much time as you would like, exploring this meeting of your breath in your body in whatever way feels best to you. I look forward to being with you in our next exercise. Bye for now.